This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning. In the studio with me is the creative director of Elements, a place for hip-hop and respect. They just had an open house back on March 21st to highlight their 8th anniversary. And the creative director, Abdullah Powell, is here in the studio to talk about Elements, what happens there, and what the future looks like. Good morning, Abdullah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Begin with the beginning of Elements. I know, working here on Central Parkway, right behind Music Hall, that my usual route takes me down Liberty to take a left on Central Parkway. And for many years, I've seen the Elements sign on that building there at the corner of Liberty and Central Parkway. How did Elements come about, and what does it hope to do?
Well, Elements came about when some young, aspiring activists got together and were trying to make change in their community. In 2001 and prior to 2001, our founders were getting together at a barbershop over on Main Street here in Cincinnati called Sun City, and they were just talking about community issues and how they could make change in their community. And then the riots happened, the unrest happened in our city that year. And that sparked all those conversations to moving into action. So they got together and they formed a nonprofit with a lot of younger people in the community. Actually, they got together and said, let's do something in the inner city. And so they began watching cops. They formed a program called Cop Watch, just to monitor the interaction between police and citizens. They did this work for a while. That work turned into youth leadership work, and they were trying to basically find a niche in the community and what would be the most useful of their time and their energy. And from there, they decided, let's do something that's about community building. Let's do something with youth. And one of the founders, Islord, had this idea of a hip-hop youth center, because they were trying to find a way to engage young people in a way that wasn't out there already. So, hip-hop is something that our youth do naturally. They're doing it whether there's a space for them or not. They're doing it on the street corners. They're doing it anyway. So hip-hop naturally was an idea that worked. And so they, got together and formed this nonprofit called Elements, and the doors opened in February of 2005.
It's been cranking right along, because I know there's been quite a bit of activity. And when you say you're using hip-hop, this is really looking at all sides of the art form, creating it, recording it, disseminating it, right?
Yeah, and, the name Elements itself comes from the elements of hip-hop. So, in the world of hip-hop, most people say there's 4 or 5 elements, and those elements are, for those that don't know, graffiti art, DJing, MCing, which is controlling a crowd, or a lot of people know it as rapping, and then the other form that I'm not speaking of yet is hip hop dance or break dancing. So the program started off with these 4 art forms, and the whole idea, like I said, was how do we engage inner city youth into a space, because at the end of the day, what people were saying is, we don't understand why this unrest took place. We don't understand our young people. So the whole idea was to engage them into a space where we could get to know them and accept them for who they are and their gifts. And so that's why Elements was formed, and using the art forms that are relevant to them to engage them. Those are the core art forms that we've always offered. And we've expanded over the years, but those are what we've always offered over the years, just because it's a way to engage our young people from the inner city.
Well, yeah. I know you've been involved, I think, before we went on the air here, you said some 7.5 years, so you've been there through most of Elements as it goes along. How has it grown? I mean, was it a slow start in the beginning, or did you find some enthusiasm right from the start?
Well, I think there was a lot of enthusiasm for sure from the start. Before I even came, like I said, there was a lot of young people that said, this is something we should do. I mean, this is a really organic process to leading up to this place, finding a building and getting its nonprofit status. There was a lot of young people that said, we were a part of this when it was founded. So that itself, to me, is a powerful story, that young people from the community got together and founded this organization. I came in and saw a lot of potential in it. I was a student at the University of Cincinnati in the electronic media program of CCM, just trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I was about to graduate. And I knew that I loved giving back, and I loved, I was, into recording arts myself, so it was a place where I felt like I could get in, teach, recording arts. I made music myself as a producer, so I could teach that to the young people. I could also try to give them some life coaching on how to make better decisions, at that tough age of being a teenager, because Elements focus on teenagers and young adults, and any of us has been teenagers know it's not an easy time period to live through.
And, not at all.
And we all got through it because most likely we had a good teacher, good teachers, good adults in our life. And I just wanted to be one of those for our young people when I came in there. And so, you know, that's how I got hooked into it. And I just saw so much potential. I mean, we had only a basement at that time. But, you know, there was like 60 to 70 people coming in. This is in 2005. 60 to 70 people come in each, the two nights that we were open.
Wow.
So it was just booming, and we were all volunteers at the time. And I just saw potential for this organization to really be where it is today and further.
So how many kids have been involved? You said there were a lot there in the beginning. You're talking about 60 or 70. How many are involved in Elements these days?
These days we have more of a consistent attendance of about 40 to 50 young people per day. There's about 220 active members in our database. We've, you know, worked with thousands of young people over the years,
yeah.
But these are young people that come regularly and are in our database to this day.
And so where do these, you know, you talk about the neighborhood here and the Over the Rhine area. Are these kids all from Over the Rhine, or do they come from farther flung places?
It's a good question. We use the word inner city just to refer to Over the Rhine, Westwood, Avondale, you know, the area, the neighborhoods that surround the city. That aren't too far out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have rare cases where some kids might come from Mason or, you know, come from, you know, Westchester. That's very rare.
That's a long way.
Yeah, yeah. So we have to have a focal point. You know, like I said, it was founded to engage the youth from the city, that, you know, where they could have a place that was for them. And so that's remained our focal point. While some youth do still come from outside of it, it's not that many. So mainly those surrounding, the inner city, you know, like Over the Rhine and the surrounding neighborhoods, you know, around Over the Rhine.
So I talked about your location at the corner of Liberty and Central Parkway, but you recently moved into a new building on Race Street, right there at the corner of Central Parkway and Race, right across the street from the School for the Creative and Performing Arts.
Exactly.
How did that move come about?
Well, we were just looking for a way to expand what we were doing. We had been in the other's building for, you know, since 2005 all the way up until 2012. So 7 years we had been in that facility. Our programs were getting to expand. Like, our dance program was booming, and we had, you know, we were just running into issues with rehearsal times for programs, you know, just space issues. And we just were like, let's expand, let's go to somewhere else, let's look for another space. And Media Bridges happened to be moving while we were looking for space. And this was, when we saw the space, this is really an easy fit for us. It's an ideal, still in the inner city where we wanted to be. We didn't want to go far out from where we were because people were used to us being in Over the Rhine,
mm-hmm.
and we just wanted to be accessible. That was a key thing. And so that facility on Race and Central Parkway, where we're at now, our home now, it was still close by. It's on the bus route. It was accessible to our youth, and, you know, the space itself lends itself to what we do. If you come in, you'll see it just like a perfect fit for us. So that was, you know, particularly the reason why we moved there. And since then, you know, we just feel right at home, you know.
So Elements, you talked about the Elements of hip-hop when it started out, but it's really, I noticed in your winter 2013 electronic newsletter, has really expanded out. You have a spoken word,
yes.
You have stepping, yes. Step dance troupe,
yeah.
and a lot more going on. Is this an ongoing evolution as these new art forms come under the banner of Elements?
Exactly, it is. It is. You know, we've expanded. We call ourselves an urban arts youth center today. Versus a hip-hop youth center, which is what we had historically called ourselves. And we call ourselves that because we've expanded to offering more of what the inner-city youth want. So we've always been an organization that say we ask what young people what they want, and we create, you know, program based on that. So, you know, the urban arts now consists of what? Spoken word, you mentioned, step dance, or step, they like to call it just stepping. We offer, you know, Zumba. We're offering, you know, a variety of different programs, and young musicians now come to the program, and R&B vocalists come to the program. So, you know, hip-hop, we still offer those same core programs that were the elements of hip-hop, but now we offer just the elements of the urban arts, and we have not stopped in terms of where we're going to go with that.
Well, you have a new building, really are growing. What's in the future for Elements? What are you building towards?
The thing we're building towards is, first and foremost, is making sure our young people have a safe space where they can be. I think young people need consistent adults in their lives, and our young people come from, you know, a lot of us come from situations at home that aren't the best. So, you know, our young people need family, and that's what they come to Elements and they get. So we want to consistently provide that for young people throughout the years of being open. Like I said, consistency is really key in terms of young person's development.
Well, 8 years of great success. I wish you many, many more years of great success. And thanks for stopping by this morning.
No problem. No problem. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Mark.
Creative Director Abdullah Powell from Elements. You can learn more about Elements and all the programs it offers and a little bit more about its history on our website, wvxu.org. You'll find a link to their website and maybe drop into their new digs there at the corner of Race and Central Parkway, right across from the School for Creative and Performing Arts, and check out what they do. Pretty darn neat.